Jessica Underberg is joining us as the Erie County Fair opens today. Jessica, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. I know it's a very busy time for you as you prepare to open the gates to the fair. I mean, what's the atmosphere like on fairgrounds? How's everybody getting ready?
Everybody is hustling and bustling. The fairgrounds looks beautiful and the sun is shining.
Yeah, how about that? You have perfect weather for opening day. What is that opening feel like for you? You've been at this for a while, but you know, was it hard to sleep last night getting ready for this?
It was. This is my 28th fair, and it still feels like Christmas morning.
That's a good feeling to have. I mean, what does the first day of the fair look like? Does it take a day to get into the swing of things, or is everybody ready to go?
Everybody's ready to go, but honestly, it does take a few days to get back into the swing of things, and usually by Friday, we're really hitting our stride.
And today, it's a special one. I mean, opening day, it's also free admission if you bring a donation to Feed More of Western New York. What can you tell people about that? Because I think a lot of families might like to take advantage of it.
That's right, Susan. So if people bring 4 cans of food per person, they get in for free. And remember, kids 12 and under are always free, and parking is free. So it's a really inexpensive way to come see the Erie County Fair. So bring 4 cans of food, get in for free, and we are hoping to break last year's record of 140,835 pounds of food.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of food. Part of a lot of good work the fair does, right? I mean, there's people raising money for good causes, collecting items for good causes like that, left and right.
Yes, yes.
So, Jessica, so 140,000 pounds of food, that's the record. You think you might be able to break that today if you get a big showing?
With the weather the way it is today and the forecast for the rest of the week, I think we could. I think Western New York can do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, the fair is, you know, maybe best known for the food, but it's a lot more than that, whether it's entertainment or some of the agriculture that's on display. What are some things that people might not be thinking of this morning that you want to see everybody try and take advantage of?
I think the first thing I would say, Brian, is to check out the Niaway Indian Village. We invested a lot of time and energy this off-season to make sure that village is accessible for all. Whether you're pushing a stroller, using a wheelchair, or just walking around the fairgrounds, everybody can get up and close and personal with the vendors and whatnot in the village. We also built a learning center, so they have an opportunity to share their culture in a much more grand scale. The other thing I would say is check out mini golf.
So, is that new?
It is new. Guests can play for free with your gate admission. You can play 2 9-hole courses of mini golf, and that was built by the help of our community as well. Different clubs, 4-H clubs, FFA chapters, community members and things like that helped us build this course, and it's beautiful. So I think, you know, a lot of times people say, I come for the food, or I come for the animals, or I come for the ride, or I come for the shopping. What's great about the fair is it's all of that. It's seeing your neighbor's artwork on display. It's going and seeing a show you can't see anywhere else. You know, where else are you going to see Hillbilly the Skinny German Juggle Boy? And then being able to sit in the park and just watch the families of all generations walk through the fair and share time together. That's what makes the fair great, is there's so many pieces and parts, and it takes all of that to make it work.
What was that show you mentioned?
Hillbilly the Skinny German Juggle Boy.
Wow. Well,
I didn't know Joe Beamer was that talented. I knew he was going to be there, but you were juggling. And WBEN will be at the fair. We're excited to be there and, hang out with everybody who's there. Trivia and all sorts of things you can do with WBEN. I saw, some of the video and some of the things that were going on. It looked like there was already some baby cows who might have been born very recently who are at the fair. A lot of those animals that people really look to go see.
Yes, we actually had a baby heifer calf born last night, and we had another heifer calf born this morning.
Oh, wow. All right, that's a great reason to go to the fair.
Yeah.
I was thinking all the things that you have at the fair. I mean, it's hard to do it in a day, isn't it?
It surely is. If you check out every nook and cranny of our fairgrounds and catch all of the shows, there's no way you can do it in one day.
And then entertainment, I know tonight's one of your big concerts, isn't it?
Yes, tonight is the Happy Together Tour, and that is always met with such great response from our community. People really love that show. So it's things like the Turtles, the Cowsills, the Association, groups like that.
Yeah, bringing some of that old music back. Who gets shot out of a cannon? Does that still happen at the fair?
Not this year. You didn't know, Brian? You're up?
It's your turn.
Hey, you can convince me to do a lot of things. It might happen. But you do have some stunts that go on. That was my son's favorite thing over the past couple of years, to see some of the stunt shows where you got people riding mini bikes around, walking, you know, on the trapeze or around these barrels that are swinging in the air. It's pretty cool.
It is. We have that show again. And another thing to remind listeners about is Wednesday to Wednesday, so not the full fair, we actually have the Motor Drome Wall of Death on the Carnival Midway back by the Ferris wheel. It is like a 90-degree wall, and riders ride dirt bikes and go-karts and stuff on that wall. So it's almost like using centrifugal force. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And that hasn't been here since the 1970s. There's only two traveling in the country, and one of them's coming here.
Ooh, that does sound pretty cool. The pig races have to be a favorite every year, aren't they?
You know, Susan, I say that there's a lot of things we can change about the fair, but I really feel that there would be a coup if we got rid of the pig races. It is a major piece of our fabric. People love Swifty Swine racing pigs. Zach Johnson does a great job with that show. It's fantastic.
And a great thing for everybody to get involved in. Pick your favorite pig.
Right.
And watch them go at it.
Right. What could be better than that?
It really couldn't. Can you still play I Got It at the fair?
You can. There's a couple locations to play I Got It. One is near the Bazaar building and one is over on 42nd Street.
I mean, that's been around forever, hasn't it?
It's been around for a long, long time. But I'll tell you, I don't know if people realize, that's something that's unique to our region. When you go to fairs around the country, they have no idea what I Got It is.
Really?
No.
I thought that was like a nationwide standard, but I guess another thing you can put right here in Buffalo and Western New York. All right, we mentioned the food before, didn't really get into it. You've tried, I'm sure, some of the new items. So what's new on the menu that you have been raving about for the past couple of weeks?
So I will be honest, I've only tried one thing. So I'll reserve my right to say what is the best because I haven't tried them all. But I know that Polar Bear Ice Cream has a s'more sundae on a stick that a lot of folks tried on a special membership preview the other night, and they raved about it. They said it was fantastic. There is a pretzel loaf. Which is a buffalo-shaped pretzel. There is a Korean corn dog. There is garbage plate pierogies, which is definitely a Western New York or Rochester type of thing. There is a new stand called Bilbo's Taco Box. There's the Big Freeze. There's Brody's Mac and Cheese. There is 26 new foods to try and probably 6 or 8 new food vendors, brand new to us.
Wow.
So taste your way around the fair. And don't forget, next week, Monday, every food stand offers some kind of sample size off their menu for $3.
Oh, it's Taste of the Fair?
Yes, next week, Monday.
Good to know. All right. Hey, Jessica, thank you so much.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you down at the fair.